You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We be here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Horsepower episode. Horsepower was highly recommended by Joel Jimenez. Shout out to Joel. Horsepower is a dope musician. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about her cooking show that she was on called Curry Shop, as well as her new album she's about to drop. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show, folks. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the show, musician Horsepower with the WAR.
Thanks for coming.
What's up?
How you doing? Was that?
That was spectacular.
That was okay.
I gotta drop some bars on that.
was that normal?
No, that was great.
Okay. Glad. You know what? You really impressed me thus far. You're here early. Usually people are very late.
Well, I respect you.
You respect the platform and our time here.
Yeah. Time is precious.
And we talked before we started recording. Well, you're highly recommended by Joel.
Yeah.
But then you're at Leilani's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic party. Planning party.
That was fun.
And then how did you even find out about that?
Well, just because of my good old past soul connection I had with my ex.
He's
a big fan. And I just know that he was into it. We went to the show. I saw you pull up with like quite the set.
What did you think about Raymond, the cowboy guy that opened for him? Little Ray, did you like?
Yeah, he was great.
Be honest, whose set did you like better, his or mine?
It was all. It was kind of a long time ago, okay, so I can't really remember. Yeah. But I think I liked both equally.
Okay, thank you. That's.
But
a
yeah,
great
Raymond
answer.
Was the interesting.
He's pretty interesting. Yeah, right? I haven't talked to him in a very long time. He's lost. Supposedly, he went on a shuttle.
Oh.
And now he's on a different planet.
He's in through the vortex.
Yeah, he's in near the Zeta Reticuli constellation. Yeah. Yeah. Near where the, I guess, the Palladians and Reptilians live.
It makes sense, though. You know, as a cowboy, as like horsepower, I'm very fond of that same brand.
I was thinking maybe when Raymond gets back, there could be a collaboration.
Space Wave of, Cowboy
of,
joint.
Yeah, of Ray and yourself.
Horse. Oh, my God.
How'd you come up with the spectacular name Horsepower? P-O-W-A-R.
My last name is P-O-W-A-R.
Yes.
So born with that. And then as a child growing up, I would always want to like intersperse power, the actual word, with Powar.
Yeah.
And
what does Powar mean?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I gotta ask my dad. Like, what does this family bloodline mean to you?
Yeah, what's your ethnicity?
I'm Punjabi Indian.
That's
so
what's up.
Yeah, out there. That's what's
I think
up.
You're our first.
Oh yeah.
On the show, so first? It's a historical night, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Asians unite, yeah. Yo. Let's you're get it.
Yeah, you say Punjabi?
Yeah.
You're our first Punjabi American Indian.
Canadian.
On the show.
North American, if we want to get into it, but.
Do people mistake? What do people? How do people guess your nationality? I'm sure they.
Yeah.
Do you get Latina a
out
lot?
Here? I get that a lot. But yeah. Back in like Vancouver, where I'm born and raised, there's a lot of Punjabi.
I love
girls.
It there. I've been there once or twice.
Oh
my,
yeah.
Dude, I love Vancouver.
It's sick.
It's
beautiful.
Sick.
Good air quality.
Good coffee shops.
Good
restaurants.
Tap water.
Yeah.
Good herb.
Why did you move down here then?
Because. Why did I move to America?
The music. The music.
And then I got, I was hosting a food show.
I wanted to talk about that. What was the name of it?
Curry Shop.
Dude, that was large. That's
That was a big deal. That's First like, we feast.
That's
Thank
like
you.
Millions of
yeah.
views
There's
and stuff.
There's like 8 million subscribers on that
that's
channel.
Great. Are you still doing that?
Well, you know, we're hoping for a second season. So if you really like Curry Shop, harass them.
Yeah, is it on a network?
It's on First We Feast, which is the channel that
damn.
Has Hot Ones.
That's
you know what Sean
I'm a big fan of Hot. I've watched those.
Oh, it's killing it. Yeah. Their guest list lineup right now is season 11. They're just nailing it.
Will
Ferrell was
yeah. I just saw the Will Ferrell. I saw the Key and Peele. One. I saw a couple others too. Yeah,
they're doing so well. But First We Feast, they got a lot of shows. They got a new show about tacos with Jesus Trejos, who's a.
I know him. He's a comedian from the Comedy Store.
Yeah,
shout out to Jesus.
Yeah,
yeah Trejos.
I don't think he knows who I am, but good job, you're killing it.
We'll shout him out anyway.
Him out.
Yeah.
And then there's the Burger Show with Alvin. He's the guy who made Egg Slut, I believe. That's
Hey, write
product.
This stuff down, man. This is good stuff as far as context.
Yeah, they're really awesome people. Food content is so much fun to eat and just talk.
What's the name of that? Mukbang?
Yeah.
Mukbang?
That's
See, I'm just learning about that like
ASMR
in 2020. Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. My intern was trying to tell me that that's a thing is people want to watch people eat food.
It's weird. I would post a video of me just eating and chewing like a camel and people would like that more than any other content that I would put out.
Now, how do you feel about that? Because I know your heart's in your music and so is mine. Because we both like to love, that's our heart.
Yeah.
But I feel the same way. If I do a vlog, like the Hawaii one I did, that's like 80,000 views.
I don't know. People
and then
like
I
it.
Work a year on an album and I'm crying and writing, you know,
and
doing the.
Don't give a shit.
And then people don't care. That's like 900 views.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works.
How does that work? When did that start happening?
Mukbang?
No, just with content. And like what matters, what people want to see.
I don't even know. I think it's all weirdos who really like me eating. And I eat kind of funny. Like I'm not very graceful.
Do you eat with your mouth open?
No, but I should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
it'd probably get more views.
Yeah, yeah.
That nasty freak. But I think people are just weird. And there's so many creeps out there. So people are probably into some weird shit. But the ASMR eating, I even would get on my like Instagram timeline and it would just be all that. And I would somehow get stuck and into it.
What the because I listen to that go to sleep.
Like the food eating, it's a weird vibe, but like sometimes I just like seeing them dip those lobster legs in the hot sauce.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm like, yeah, get it.
Who don't like lobster? Lobster's the bomb.
So yeah. I'm into it. If they like that, then I'll give them more of me eating. And because of the curry shop, I just like found a new love for food. And so now I just take myself on solo food dates and I try to like really articulate everything that I'm eating, like 5 seconds or 10 seconds after I'm chewing it. Cause it's actually harder.
That's content too.
And it's harder.
It blows my mind that eating is content.
Yeah. The food world.
Cause the homie David So and Timothy Delgado, they got their whole thing is traveling and eating at different places.
And that's
people
life.
Love it.
Yeah. I think that's people so also crazy. Want to maybe like add those to their bucket list of places to visit, or it's just good like travel content. People right. like it. I don't know.
So, dude, don't you think that's the ultimate job? Is they'll like a company flies you to
next level
to different places just to eat at restaurants?
Yeah. Well, when I was working, we would go to these awesome restaurants, and I'd have 3 meals like hand cooked by the chef.
But they
sometimes off the menu,
and they would fund the whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't have to pay. I was like, this is the best job ever. The only thing that was rough is that because it was a curry show, and I would be eating a lot of curry and I'd have a lot of coffee.
Yeah,
it was just not the mamas for my stomach, and I'd be like, we gotta take a
break. Because curry has got there's dairy in that too as well. No,
it depends on the type. Like,
oh, because there's coconut milk,
there's sometimes it's just like a heavy ish sometimes dish with like turmeric, and there's just a bunch of things in it, and then spices sometimes, and then the coffee. In general, if I drink a lot of coffee, I got the shits.
It's a natural diuretic, I believe, as well. Yeah.
So,
because if I drink more than 2 cups, I'll have...
I'm like, how do people do it
all
day?
It pushes everything down.
Yeah, I had a little cup on the airplane today, and I've just been pooping all day.
That's right. Let's go into that. So you were just in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
And let's talk about what you're working on there. What are you working on?
I'm working on an EP with an awesome label called Text Me Records out in the Bay. They're recording at Different Fur Studios, which is a pretty iconic historical studio.
Studio.
They, I think Bobby Brown did his like My Prerogative album.
Oh, I got the tape on the fridge right there.
Herbie Hancock also. Recorded out there.
Big fan of
that. So it's legendary.
Big fan of both.
So I'm pretty honored to be in that space.
Yeah, how did you link up with these cats?
They came to a party in LA near the end of 2019, and I kind of knew some of them from the Instagram, Twitter world, and we just vibed, and they had a writing camp, so they brought me out for 3 days in January.
That's what's up.
And then I just haven't left.
Oh,
it's almost been 2 months.
So are they producing your whole album as well?
Yeah. So I actually finished another project before I even got there. I was wrapping it up at the end of the year, finished it first week of January. That's going to be released first. It's called Lil Miss Canada.
Yeah.
Because you know how it be.
I love your videos as well. I've seen a couple on your Instagram. Who does all that?
Whoever wants to at the time that's down with a low budget.
Oh, so you have cats hitting you up.
Sometimes. Or like I approach someone, if it's a collaboration, ideally with like women of color or just people that I really mess with, I want to work with them more. So sometimes I'll fund it. Sometimes it's like, oh, we just got the iPhone and we're going to shoot it. Sometimes you invest. I don't know.
That's this what's up. Yeah.
Whole game of trying to make it out during like the Instagram instant gratification time is really difficult, but it's not as difficult as like we think it is. You could really just shoot it on your iPhone. It's 4K.
Just
drop it. People just want consistent content. So
You know what? That's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Instead of putting a lot... Because I'm working on a music video as well. Like, I just finished a little project. And for this one, I am budgeting like a little bit.
You
not like
to
not
sometimes.
$1,000, but a couple hundy.
But even $1,000.
But
like,
this guy's going to do animation and all kinds of, you know, so... But I think there's a balance. I think I want to kind of do maybe another low, like, you know, because I want to do more videos.
Yeah. I just had a bad experience one time where I spent way too much money.
Let's talk about it. What happened? How'd you meet this cat?
Well, he shot another video of mine, which turned out fine, but that was like low budget in my backyard. We shot that video. And then the second project, I had more of a bigger idea.
Yeah.
I had a budget. I spent like $7K on this, on like my own money that I like worked for, and then I got like a little bit of a grant. I had 10 snakes involved, like literally 10.
Like real snakes you had to rent out. Yeah.
It was like the song never even got released because the video never got released. It was that bad by the end of it. But I had three snakes on top of me at one point.
Yeah.
It was like an ode to Alice Cooper.
That's what's up.
His,
yeah.
His song Poison. So I kind of did a rebuttal to that. Like, yeah. 21 yeah. years later from a girl's perspective.
Yeah.
And I kind of did paid homage by like painting my
face. Painting your face like Alice
Cooper. And yeah. And it just didn't look good.
Damn.
It was a messy video. Even people were like, you could just drop it. But it was just, the coloring was bad. The shots were bad. So, and then he held my film like hostage until he overcharged me. Oh, he's just some dude from Canada that he doesn't deserve this even.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no.
Fuck the haters.
Yeah, yeah, no. We won't shout him out at all.
But I learned that it's not that serious and you could just make it on your own. And
that's why you're saying that, because you've experienced the other side of it.
Yeah.
Where you invested a couple G's.
Where I was like, oh, I don't need to be like on the brink of, not, I wasn't like starving or anything, but I don't need to be pushing myself in uncomfortable financial situations
to
have a video. And then you kind of watch some of these rappers that drop like them with their homies on the block and they're just in front of a car and it looks nothing like insane and not that high quality.
20 million views.
Yeah. But if the song is good, hopefully the song is good. And that's all that really matters. Like, you can have just a weird visual of, like, Homer Simpson just, like, floating in space.
Now, does the song have to be... Are they mostly tuning in for the visuals or... Through that, they'll like the song, or is it the other way around?
For those other rappers?
Well, just in general.
I think if the video is sick, then like...
They might like the song?
Then they might like the song. But I think for the most part, if there's a really sick song, like the art speaks for itself.
Right,
and you don't
need
to...
To like, push it like that.
Yeah. If it's good, it's good. And hopefully somehow it'll lead to an audience that will appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm such a dumbass. I've dropped a lot of projects in the past, and I've invested a lot of time and effort. You know how it is, writing those
studio time,
those
recording.
Nights of all nighters writing, and because I produce my own stuff too, like just coming up with the beats and spending all night. And it's like I never dropped, like I really haven't really dropped any videos.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, like my dad just passed in August.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, rest in peace. Thank you. And I did an EP. I wrote one song just out of therapy because I was in pain, and that one song turned into two songs, and I'm like, you know what? I'll do an EP. I'll just do six songs. But then I'm like, well, if I'm going to put it out there, because it's dropping next week as well, and I'm like, fuck, I should do a video. Yeah. I haven't done it in like over 10 years.
Yeah, you should. Even if it's... So it's you're doing videos all the time.
I know. But for some reason, I think... this is my bad. You know, as far as the way I look at content, I'm like, well, this content, you know, is... I have to separate the music content from this content when... It's all the same shit.
It's all the same because you built the brand of Stevie Wee Wee, and that's you.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Really
it doesn't
matter.
Really matter.
Like, you could do your music video right here, like the same way.
Right.
That might not be like your favorite idea, but it could be as simple as that. It could be you just walking down the block.
You know what?
And
that's a good. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, you know.
You just gave me an idea. Like maybe for one of the videos. I could walk out like I'm doing the show, but it's like a rap video.
Yeah.
But then I walk outside and I just go up the street.
Yeah, and it just never stops. You
I just keep walking to Run and Candy.
Yeah. And then there we go. We just fucking made a video.
Yeah, that's a video.
Yeah.
So that's how simple it could be?
I think so. I think as long as you're the consistent king. So
yeah. You have to be. Let's talk about that. The reason being is because, look, I mean, this is my team right here. Mm-hmm. You know, I got... My homie, my good friend Craig, that's been helping for a grip.
Mm-hmm.
He's busy with other projects, but this is what I got. And it's like, if I don't do it, then like I'm filming two tonight, you know, I'm like doubling up, but it's like I want to. And then I have like a little calendar. You see that marker calendar?
Mm-hmm.
Like I need that now because it's like there's so much I have to remember. And I'm like, okay, I got to upload this. Got to edit this. Okay, I got to timestamp. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It just doesn't end.
It doesn't end.
But how do you come up with your ideas as far as your... Like, wait, what inspired... Like, who are your inspirations as far as... It could be male or female artists. Yeah.
Artists. Growing up, I was really... Like, growing up, Bollywood films really inspired
me. Oh, that's what's up.
And so I always imagined myself eventually making it into Bollywood and dancing in the mountains.
Define, for those, because a lot of my listeners might not know, what is Bollywood?
Bollywood is like the Hollywood of India. They make a lot of movies and they're always musicals for some reason.
There's a lot of dancing.
Yeah. They break out, they don't really show sex or any like intimate moments. They'll just like touch fingers and then run to a tree and they're all of a sudden on a mountain singing and dancing. Mm-hmm. So I think like the songs are kind of like the sex scenes. And so I just grew up dancing a lot and listening to Bollywood songs. And then I have siblings who are quite an age gap between me. Like my sister is 13 years older, my brother's 11 years older, and my other brother's 7. So I kind of grew up listening to Bone Thugs and Keith Sweat, and then my uncle was in heavy...
Oh, because your brothers were into that stuff?
Yeah, just like...
Oh, damn.
I got in trouble as a kid for like singing Mr. Ouija at preschool.
Oh, dang.
And like Keith Sweat, somebody sleeping in my bed.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I was singing. I was just little and imitating them.
So you liked... He had a large palate.
Yeah.
You like gangster rap. Like R&B.
And then my uncle, who's into metal and all that, kind of brought in Sabbath and Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And then from there, I geeked out on like System of a Down, Tool.
Perfect Circle. Oh, right.
Like Maynard James Keenan. He's so tight. I love him.
Yeah, Tool's amazing as well.
And then now I'm like really into Japanese disco.
So you're into all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, like I am not to be boxed.
Yeah. Have you been to, you mentioned India. Have you ever been to India?
Yeah. I've been a few times. I went when I was 5 and then the 9th grade and then, I've been like 4 times. I last went in 2016.
Yeah. I have a homie that, you know, I met him through sobriety and everything. And he just decided to pack up one day. He's like an older white dude. And he just moved to India.
That's intense.
But then he's doing a project about homeless dogs called Pariah.
Dude, there's a lot.
So he's doing a whole documentary on like, people don't know that these dogs, it's like gangs. Like one dog might run this block, another, you know what I'm saying? Another dog might run.
It's like really slum dog million.
It's for real though, right?
It's the real dogs.
So he said he moved there. He's rented a little room on top of a rooftop. And he's like.
And he's chilling. He's enjoying
He's been out there, I think, for like 5. Like, he's out there still.
Every day documenting the dogs.
Yeah,
he's
figuring
out the clan.
But he's like a white guy. And he said sometimes he'd wear a bandana and people would stare at him like Marlon Brando. Like, he's like some god, like an entity or something.
There's also like a huge thing about the fair skin complex vibe of India wanting, like, we want to assimilate in that sense of we like white people. I don't know. Maybe it's the colonization that's been embedded.
Need a little melanin in. No. Color's fine.
We love it. But there's like a whole thing of like skin bleaching creams that they have in India.
You know, Koreans do that too.
Yeah.
Korean lady ajummas do that too.
It's a big
no,
thing
they go
in
deep.
Asia.
No, they do the, it's called Sankapur, where they cut off a piece of the eyelid where their eyes are more round.
That sucks, but
they're beautiful. I'm sure.
But no, they're beautiful the way they are is what I'm trying to say. That sucks that they feel they need to do that. But there's this show about like extreme makeover style in Korea called Let Me In.
Okay.
It's pretty wild.
My mom's heavy into BTS. You know BTS?
I've heard, but I haven't listened.
Oh, my mom is heavy into, like, obsessed. Like, I'm telling you right now, she's taking screenshots of it. She's got thousands of pictures of them.
I saw them do like a carpool karaoke with that James guy. And that was the first time I ever really saw them outside of like their music video format.
Yeah.
But they're popping. Like, not even just amongst Koreans. Like, North American culture is like soaking that up.
Dude, they have shit in Barnes and Nobles.
Oh, wow.
Like their book and their action figures.
That's sweet.
They made it.
They're popping off.
But like... Do you know that there's something behind that as well? That's not like that's not an organic, like, homies meeting in high school.
Well, yeah.
That's like this, like a Puff Daddy type, JYP.
Yeah.
And they get them as kids, get them in dorms and shit.
Yeah,
you know
like
what I'm saying?
Like,
it's on
camp
some.
Type.
Yeah, it's
I don't
like
even know.
Reform school. Like, it's like on, it's for real.
Yeah, so it's not as pleasant. It's not as organic and like from the heart.
And then
it's
the suicide rate for ex K-pop star, you know.
Well,
that's real.
Yeah,
that's real.
Yeah, I was talking to someone who was a part of that world, and he was explaining how it was kind of hard for him, and he was getting in and out of it but mm-hmm. I don't know if I should reveal who it is.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
Yeah, but yeah. He was just talking about how it's kind of not as, like, peachy as people think it is.
Right, right, right. Now, does India have, like, pop stars as well? Like,
I think their pop stars are, like, the Bollywood stars.
That's the stars.
Yeah.
Would you, have you thought about entering that? Like, well, trying to get your feet in there?
I would love to, but right now, the state of India is really fucked up.
Like, and what do you mean by that?
Well, there's just, like, a lot of Islamophobia, and right now, with the Prime Minister of India, he's like kind of on the Trump tip.
Okay.
And there's a lot of like Hindu nationalists killing Muslim people, and it just is, and it's just really intense. So as much as I loved Bollywood as a child,
yeah,
I feel like as I'm getting older and seeing it closer up, I'm like, oh, these people are a part of a system that's just really
corrupt,
and filled with classism and casteism and like racism and misogyny and a lot of fucked up things that I ethically don't agree with.
Yeah.
So as much as I used to love Bollywood, do I like it now? I don't really look for it as inspiration.
Right. Maybe you could create your own brand of Bollywood. That's more where I was getting at.
Yeah,
where
maybe.
You don't have to do that old school stuff. You could create, like, have that aesthetic, but have it do it through your music and your style of music.
Well, I started making a lot of music that sampled old Bollywood songs.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's dope.
And that's like, Madlib was doing that. Yeah. And just like, when I would hear Madlib as a child, I was like, this is sick. Like, I never saw representation like that. Then MIA.
That dude, big fan.
And when she came out, I was like, oh, this is a face that I see myself in. Like, that's lit that she's actually doing that.
Are you inspired by her as well?
When she came out, I was in the seventh grade, and it changed my life. Like, her and Nelly Furtado, she's a Canadian.
MIA was popping back then.
That was huge for me, and that kind of gave me the courage to be like, oh, I could see myself being this. And so,
could there be a possibility, because you mentioned Madlib, because I'm a fan as well, Quasimodo as well, I'm a fan of all that. Maybe would that be a dream, just hear me out, okay, of Madlib making raw ass Bollywood beats on his SP-303, and then it could be EP, it could be a full length, but you doing vocals over that.
Dude, I'm trying to manifest
this. Yeah, so we're manifesting it right now on the Stevie Weeby Show. I reached out to Madlib more than one time on Instagram. He only follows, I think, one other person, Quasimodo.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if he checks his...
He's like a...
How do we get a hold of him?
Well... Maybe Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah.
Freddie Gibbs and him dropped an album.
Right.
So that was...
Or maybe Peanut Butter Wolf.
Mm, exactly. Because
Peanut Butter Wolf, Stones Throw.
You go to MF Highland
Doom.
Park. You go,
don't they... Do you know where they're...
That bar that they have.
Oh, they have a bar there.
I forget what it's called.
So maybe on like a separate vlog, we go there.
They have a record store too.
Yeah. Should we go to the record label?
We just hunt them down.
And just say, hey, this is...
Places.
My girl wants to... This is the idea... That we have Madlib sampling
Mad Horse,
not only Bollywood but maybe Indian records, because there's probably interesting sounds.
There's so many dialects in India.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I read an article that the headline was, "Don't find Madlib, Madlib will find you." Like, you know, so,
yeah,
you know, I do my work.
You know what? He is a lot of those types of producers and musicians are very elusive,
particular. You
it's
know,
like
it's
they
just,
don't talk.
He talks through his
I know. I understand it. And I understand that frame of mind. When I worked at Amoeba, I did see him there and I tried talking to him, but I didn't get very far.
Yeah.
Because I have the same sampler he does, this one.
That's lit.
And I tried to find out. The thing about producers, you probably know that they're like, secretive about their techniques,
their recipe, you know.
Yeah, so I was just asking for like not the whole recipe, but just, hey, can you like some ingredient, what ingredients or two ingredients you
hook
use
a brother up.
nothing.
Well, because he's a special being, so he's on that space wave. I think one day, if the universe aligns,
if the stars align,
if it's meant to be, it will happen.
You know what? This is a perfect platform for him. You know, I've had Red Maddox's been on here, Cut Chemist has been on here.
That's so sweet.
I've had like his colleagues on here. So yeah, so Madlib, I mean, Quasimodo, we're big fans of yours.
Big fans.
work with horsepower. We'll say horsepower.
Yeah. One day the stars will align.
Mad Lib featuring horsepower.
That'd be great. Oh, yeah. He's iconic. So
who are, okay, since we're, I like doing this. What, who are some other producers you would love to work with? Damn. Or musicians?
Okay, I would love to work with System of a Down. I would love to do a thing where I just was the third vocalist on a track.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a huge dream.
You don't like Blink 182?
No.
Okay. I went to high school with Tom. That's why. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to Tom.
I don't want to talk shit about Blink. Yeah. But I just never. I never went there.
They had some hits though.
Yeah, I never went there.
You know, you're particular. I don't know you that. I just met you, obviously, but I could tell that you're with music. It's particular.
With you.
There's something that has to resonate.
Yeah.
And you're like, I like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. I remember in school, my friend would be like, "You never listen to the music I tell you, but only if your brother says it's good, then you'll listen to it." There's a couple people that I really respect their taste, and it's opening up the circle now.
Who's that?
Friends and other musicians that I really like that I'm now friends with or working with, I'll respect them a bit, sending me tracks. But back in the day, if it wasn't like something I discovered on my own, I would probably not. Like, I like the journey of finding it out and discovering. Like the Japanese disco that I was listening to.
Did you discover Japanese disco?
I was in a bathroom in Toronto at this awesome restaurant called Goo. You should go there. It's in Parkdale.
So shout out to Goo in Vancouver.
Actually in Toronto.
Oh, in Toronto.
But there is a Goo in Vancouver.
So that's Toronto's east.
Yeah.
Vancouver's west. They're on a whole different side. Okay, got you.
But there is a Goo in Vancouver. But the one in Toronto, I was in the bathroom downstairs. And I just started hearing some music and I just stayed in there longer and just kept Shazamming it. And then I got three different artists. I went upstairs and talked to the head chef and I was like, "Who are these people? And give me the lowdown."
Oh.
So then I got like more details.
Right.
And then I remember I had like maxed out my credit card and so I couldn't take Uber. So I started walking Toronto entirely. But the disco tracks and the albums I was discovering made me want to walk more. So I was just killing it on the street, walking 2 hours to a destination.
It gave you energy.
Yeah, an energy I've never felt before.
Yeah.
But it was this unique experience of discovering it and then like going through the whole of finding out. Then I discovered just a bunch more that led me to like India, back to India from Japan. I was just like, whoa, it's in my bloodline.
Yeah. You know what? You just got me thinking. What if you do a future album where it's
Asian.
That's a whole market.
Yeah.
I mean, would you want to work with some like Japanese artists as well?
Dude, there's this guy named Horomi Hosono who is so cool. He's 70 something years old now.
Can you shout him out again? I like his name.
Yo, I love you, Horomi Hosono. You're sick. I think I'm saying it right.
Horomi Hosono.
Hosono.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did the soundtrack for this movie called Shoplifters, which is a Japanese film that was released a year and a half ago, which was cool. But
I could take it. You're into Japanese just culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
crazy. It's kind of it's new. I don't know. I really got into the food and through the food, the music. And then now I'm obsessed. But I don't know everything. I would love to go to Japan. I haven't been.
I want to go to Tokyo.
I'm waiting to like save up a lot of money and go properly.
That's what's up. Yeah.
I'm too broke to go right now.
I hear you. So what, like, let's talk more about your album, what you're working on now. Where can people listen to your music as well? Like, this is not the end, but I want to get back to your music as well.
Yeah. Well, I started dropping music on SoundCloud because that was.
And how do they find it? Is that under Horsepower?
Yeah. Spelled the same way. Everything you want to look me up on Google, YouTube, it's all Horsepower.
It's Horsepower.
Right on.
It's not with the ER. It's war at the end.
Exactly.
Horsepower.
Which I think
war.
Is super lit.
It's lit.
It's fucking sick.
I already see like graphics like with the warrior, maybe a horse.
There's so many things.
It's got like a native kind of. Mm-hmm. Have people ever mistaken you for like maybe native as well?
I'm sure in the past there's a huge in the Canada is all like indigenous land.
Are there Koreans
in Canada? Yeah,
there's Koreans.
I'm trying to think of the spots, but
they're there.
There's a lot of Asians.
Mm-hmm. So they're just there.
We're just all there.
I heard there are, so there's Asians in Vancouver.
There's a lot of all of them.
How much does it cost to live? Like,
it's expensive. It's like rated maybe top five, like most expensive cities to be in.
More than this here?
It's pretty fucked up. I don't know what the stats are now, but I remember a few years ago, it was like Vancouver was second most expensive city to live in.
Damn.
It's ridiculous. But anyways. Dude,
my phone keeps going
crazy. You're just popping.
No, I've just let it go. Let it go. Ren, can you check to see just who that is? Sorry for the interruption. Your music's under Horsepower.
Yeah.
On SoundCloud.
And Apple.
It's Ilani. Okay. And
Apple, Spotify. Go ahead.
Apple,
all
Spotify.
All the streaming platforms and
Horsepower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll put that somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
And on YouTube, you can look that up. You can mm-hmm. just Google my name. And
you got a channel as well?
Yeah.
Okay. How do they subscribe and everything?
You just go to YouTube, type in Horsepower, and my channel should pop up. You hit that subscribe button, maybe even that ring button, because mm-hmm. that notifies you even more. Mm-hmm. But my channel is just all my music. But if you want to watch the food channel, you have to go to First We Feast, and then you can see my food show.
That's
there.
What's up. So, yeah. Do you still talk to those other cats you used to do that with?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're sweet.
There's two other dudes, right?
On
the food thing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, so yeah. I was the host for the Curry Shop, but then uh-huh. there's Sean Evans, who has his own show. Mm-hmm. But, like, the producers and the writers that are on that show, like, we stay in contact, you know. We might get a second season. I don't know what the world looks like, but I certainly hope so.
Did you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. To eat for free.
And then to get
paid. To get paid.
Don't you get paid as well?
Oh, yeah. You get paid to eat for free. And
how many seasons? Like, how many episodes a season?
And... Well, there was six in the first. And I actually, like, I'm signed to do more seasons if sponsorships come through. I don't know how much I'm supposed to reveal, but fuck it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
So the project you're working now in the Bay Area, mm-hmm. when is that dropping? And
so
how many songs and
yeah,
are there the videos? And
I've kind of like hibernated the past year with releasing music. I only released one song last year, which is called Pisces, and
that's fine.
Can find that. It's Pisces season right now, so
that's
you
what's
can
up.
Play it.
Isn't Mercury is in retrograde too, right?
It is in retrograde, but you know what? It's okay because
it's like slowed everything. Like communication slowed down.
Yeah. And also feel like I'm not going to give it that much power.
Yeah, but I feel a little bit.
Oh, there were moments where
I was just trying to it slowed down. The communication slowed down. Yeah,
there was
down.
Some wonky
and your past.
Stuff.
A lot of people might contact you
the
past.
Yeah, you know it's funny.
What? Go ahead.
Past did contact me.
What do you mean? X?
Well, yeah.
Is this an X again?
This is the X again.
Okay.
No, I cut it out.
No, we're not cutting it out because we didn't reveal the name.
No, we didn't.
We didn't reveal the
name.
It's
chill, but it was just funny. I've been watching a lot of tarot card readings on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
And they keep telling me that.
How long were you with the X?
For like 5 years on and off.
5 years?
Yeah.
5 years on and off.
On and off.
What eventually ended it?
Just
you guys were probably moving in different directions.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Exactly. Okay. He's a great human.
Yeah.
But so.
So you're single and you're single right now?
I'm single.
There are benefits to being single, don't you think?
Oh, I just got my blinders up.
Aren't you like focused?
I'm focused.
Yeah.
Like if I'm married to the rap game right now.
Yeah, you are.
Which is like why I'm in the Bay Area, just every day studio rat in the studio making music. And it feels really great. Like, I never had the resources and the opportunity to be in a studio every single day and, like, sleep there, wake up, and go back to work.
Are you sleeping at the studio?
Some days if I have another session the next day and I don't want to, like, Uber late or take BART home.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So where are you staying up in the Bay?
I'm back and forth between, like, Oakland and the city of, like, San Francisco.
So Airbnb?
Airbnb, cousin's house, studio.
Yeah.
Just pack a backpack with a couple of like underpants and toiletries and see where the fucking wind blows.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been this low maintenance in my life.
But that could be a good thing as well.
It's great.
You don't
it's
need
great.
To. You know what I mean?
The only thing I like carrying on me is my like hair dryer.
Okay, that's important.
Well, because I feel like I got good hair, and that's the one thing I got right now. It's like my hair is the only certain thing in my life.
How long would it take me to grow out my hair like you?
Well, like how long does your hair, like is it a fast growing hair? I feel like.
Well, never had long hair.
Well, this.
I want it like that, like a heavy metal rocker.
You got to get it. We could be twins.
I could be. We could be twins.
We could be twins.
Oh, maybe I could stand in as maybe a double for one of your videos.
You could. Or that could be your music video.
If I no, but I want to naturally grow it long.
I think if you gave yourself, what, like, how often do you get a haircut? Every 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, I cut my own hair, but I just let it grow. What should I just, like, let it grow?
Yeah. Like, what if, like, a year and a half went by and you didn't cut it?
Just let it grow.
Do you think it'd be here?
I don't know.
Here?
I think the longest, because I used to, the longest I had was a rat tail.
I'm pretty hairy. Like, yeah. As an Indian woman, yeah, we be hairy. So, like,
that's fine.
It's a blessing and a curse.
That's right fine. Here, that's fine.
It's good.
Yeah.
I got arm hair. I keep rocking my arm hair because, like, whatever.
That's represent. Fine. That's fine. That's fine. You know, it's just it. Body hair.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Bay Area, they're all hairy out there.
You like
so
the Bay?
I love the Bay.
The Bay's chill, huh?
The Bay
has, shout out to the Bay.
Yeah. They have this, like, essence of them that they're just accepting and loving, and there's just so many creatives out there. I was living in LA for a year before I went there, and I just did not find myself connecting with people that easily. And I think the spacing of LA kind of holds that back. People are really busy, so you kind of have to plan, like, a week in advance.
Are people more flakier here?
I think so. People just, like, don't want to drive in traffic.
Do you like LA?
I like it. There's parts, like, today I was just like, oh, I missed it here. But I was in a dark space last year, so I don't think I liked where I was in LA.
Yeah, what do you mean a dark? Like, how? Why were you in a dark
space? Just like my mental health, my spirituality. I was down. I wasn't really feeling like my best self. And then I went home for a little bit, and then I went to the Bay, and I've, like, felt like a surge of energy that this community has given me because they're
so different energy up there, huh?
Yeah, and I noticed that, like, everyone dances at the club, like. Sober and, like, the dudes dance.
Not
here,
in LA.
No, they're just
they're,
like,
too cool to,
yeah,
dance.
They got their, like,
they're drinking their, yeah, IP beers,
and they're just, and, like, leaned against the wall, whatever.
They got their cool goatees.
But out there, everyone's just losing.
Yeah,
their shit.
Yeah.
So
you're into the dancing.
Oh, I love to dance. I danced for, like, 8-9 years of my childhood into teenage years.
Have you seen the movie? It's an 80s movie called Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
You know what? I haven't seen it, but I thought you were gonna say Footloose.
No. Have you seen the original Footloose with Kevin Bacon?
Yes. Yes. It's lit when he's, yeah, like, dancing where the train tracks are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even I like, isn't Sean Penn, rest in peace, Sean Penn's brother is in it too, right? Oh. Yeah, he was his friend.
What's Sean Penn's brother's name?
What's his brother's name? Something Penn. He was actually in Reservoir Dogs as well.
Oh, great film.
Chris Penn? I don't know. Something like, yeah, that. Yeah, he was a great actor as well.
Necessarily.
No, what kind of dancing? Do you like hip-hop dancing?
I just
B-boying?
I let my body sway, but I took hip-hop when, mm-hmm, I was younger. I was in a little crew called Seven Deadly Sins.
Well, that's what's up. I was in a dance club, too, in high school.
Yeah. Did you guys have a name?
No, but I remember that because I wrestled too. My wrestling coach and my wrestling teammates made fun of me because it was like before practice, and they would, like, clown me.
That's like
me.
Billy Elliot.
Yeah, kind of. They would clown me like Billy Elliot. That's a great
Billy
movie,
Elliot,
too.
I loved it. Well,
he just wanted to dance, too.
He just wanted to dance. And they wanted him to box. He was like, no, yeah, let my feet, yeah, go.
You have to watch Girls Just Want to Have Fun, because when you said, I just loved it, that reminded me of, like, like a line from that
just
movie.
Like,
yeah.
I just want to dance.
Yeah.
I love jazz dancing. Like, I had a time of, like, musicals and fucking, mm-hmm, doing a pirouette here.
Do
and
you
there.
Do? Are you going to incorporate more of that? In your music videos?
Yeah. The new music that I have coming out, there's a couple that I'm like, oh, I want this to be like me walking down the street and just dancing.
Can you do that for 3 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, I could do that for 8 hours.
No, no, like a whole song.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this? You're dancing down the sidewalk, mm-hmm, the whole time, but you're doing your lyrics and singing.
Dude, I do that a
lot. Can you
lot.
Do that?
100%. It's
do you
almost
practice?
I do it like all the time. When I was a child, my sister would be so annoyed with me because, yeah, I'd be at the mall and just
oh,
because,
wow,
Bollywood trained me. They had me. They were like, we're going to break out and dance anywhere we go.
Is Bollywood on YouTube? Can I...
Yeah, you could. I'll send you some links to different movies.
I appreciate
and on
that.
Netflix.
You know, I'm just curious.
There's all these songs. Oh, I got the deep cuts.
Yeah.
I don't DJ, but if I do DJ,
do
I
you collect records.
I don't because that is something that I just don't want to invest in yet because I'm broke. And I'm like, you got to get the turntable. And I'm living out of a backpack right now. So I'm trying not to.
Oh, that's how simplified your life is.
Well, I have another little silver bag with some.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because we don't need much, do we?
No. But sometimes you want a little more. But it's okay. Because this is the sacrifices you got to make to get to where you got to go.
Now, do you think that simplifying your life is a the wiser choice, especially in today's age. Because you have a motherfucker living in a mansion with like 20 bedrooms.
Yeah.
You know, and they're isolated. They got like their own pond. And why? You know what I mean? What for? Like, do you need all those?
We don't need anything. We want those.
Would you consider a micro home? Because that's my dream.
You know what?
I want to build a micro home. Like from scratch, like a container.
I would consider a micro home. This is the reason why, is because I'm really scared of like big homes and the ghosts that are there.
I lived in a haunted house.
So I feel like with a micro home, there's like a small amount of space, and I would just hope that the ghost won't fuck with me.
And if there are ghosts there, you can move your micro home.
Yeah. Or he just comes with me.
Yeah. Have you experienced ghosts in your life?
I haven't. But my uncle, who was in the heavy metal bands, he was always talking about the ghosts that he experienced as a child. So just growing up, I heard so many ghost stories. And that's why I never wanted to sleep at my grandma's house.
Was it haunted?
Well, my grandfather had died and he was living in that house. So my uncle said that he would see his father pulling the blanket off of his legs. And then there was just a bunch of things where I was like, oh, there's for sure ghosts. I believe you exist, but you don't need to prove it to me.
Yeah, my viewers and listeners know that if they've listened to the past podcasts, we grew up in a haunted house.
How was that?
It was horrific. Okay. I mean, I'm guessing it was probably built. The house was built on top of like an Indian burial ground.
Oh.
Yeah, they tried to possess me and everything. I heard whisper, like, you know, I heard the whole thing. I mean, they're holding me down and I couldn't move. And oh, yeah, it was evil.
Or was it a feeling?
It was audible. And every family member confessed as well. Like my brother jumped in the pool to get rid of them as well.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It was only on that side of the house, though.
Oh
yeah. So
I can't deal with that. My mom's father, my grandfather, he was into like spirituality like that. So I think when my uncle was talking about it, it was because his dad was really into it.
Yeah.
And my mom even said like my grandfather did some sort of exorcisms and like saw ghosts and stuff.
Wait a minute.
In India. Yeah. And my
is it Catholicism? Like, was he Catholic or
no? But it was like an Indian version like
what are the Indian religions like?
There's Hinduism, there's Buddhism,
Hinduism,
Islam, and then Islam. Okay. There's also like Catholicism that's there. There's Christianity out there, gotcha, and then there's Sikhism, which is
what's that? I never heard of that.
That's
one.
Like a fairly newer religion. That's what my family is.
Okay,
do you
that's
see
what's up.
Like men with turbans and long beards, and then there's
I like that look.
Yeah,
it's not a bad look.
It's a great look,
dude. If I could, I would totally grow like something like. I just don't get any facial hair.
Oh,
like I do get hair, but the hair grows out of my mole.
Oh, that's just that one or two little. Yeah,
oh no! If you could see, there's a whole constellation.
Oh,
there's like a whole couple star system right here.
Yeah, I don't. And, so the, yeah. Well, we're hairy.
I would love to do a goatee.
I was like third grade with a big mustache.
Oh, you could grow one?
I could. I got laser though, so I could stop growing it.
Oh, so what's laser? That's
like laser hair removal. Because I would have like sideburns. Sometimes I still get like neck hairs, and I just gotta pluck them out, or like.
Oh, you do.
Plucked them out before coming in this morning.
But we can't see anything.
I got laser.
Clear.
Got like 8 treatments. That shit's expensive too.
Yeah, I mean, I let females have to deal with a lot more things.
We take it upon ourselves. Yeah. But yeah, Sikhism is a religion. Like you go to I don't even know how to really explain it, but
it's not Christian based.
No, no, no. It's like based on the idea of one God and like just seva, which is selfless service. And have you ever heard of the Golden Temple in India?
No.
Okay. I gotta send you some links.
Appreciate it. Don't know much about it.
A lot of people don't know, especially in this area. But in like the Vancouver area or in Canada, there's more Sikh people out there.
I love Indian food.
Yeah, there's a Hollywood.
I just had Indian food over the weekend.
Where'd you
bomb.
Go?
Somewhere in Covina.
You gotta go to Badmash.
Dude, they had this, I had this curry, but this, chicken this white chicken, and it was dipped in this curry.
Was it a butter chicken or was it like a curry chicken?
It was a plain chicken. It was But then it was like, it had herbs on it as well.
Was it just like a dry rub chicken?
It was a dry chicken.
Okay. It might be like a tandoori chicken.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It was like a chicken breast.
Yeah.
But it was really well cooked and, it was spicy, although it was marinated. Mm-hmm. But then we also got a different kind of chicken that was in a curry with the chicken inside this orange kind of curry.
Was it a creamier orange?
It was kind of a creamy, a light carrot.
It was
color.
Probably a butter chicken because that's like a staple in the Indian food area.
And then I ordered this bomb ass garlic pita.
Oh, the naan.
Oh, the naan was, dude, the naan
the
was
naan.
Bomb.
I know. The naan
but it
is
was
a
garlic.
Fish. Yeah. You got to go to Badmash.
It was bomb. And what's the orange? You have this orange mango drink.
Lassi. Mango lassi?
The mango lassi.
That's good.
Woo!
Yeah.
Have you had that, Ren?
Yes.
Mango lassi is a creamy mango, kind of a smoothie beverage.
Like a buttermilk.
It was so good.
Yeah. It's a nice one.
Yeah.
We got some good dishes, you know?
Yeah.
Not too bad. So, I can make a curry chicken.
That's what's up.
Mom taught me. I know how to make the base of the Indian dishes. It's called torka. And then from there, you can make kind of
anything.
You know
how to do all that?
Yeah. I learned after the curry show because I was like, I got to step my game up.
Why don't you? Because you still have your channel, right?
Yeah.
Let's plug your channel, your YouTube channel.
Yo, you got to go to youtube.com/horsepower.
With the WAR.
The AR.
Why don't you do...
I gotta do more
cooking vlog, like your own.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Right now, I don't even have a home.
But you could do it on the road. Look, see that?
I need one of these.
I do cooking videos with that.
Have you seen these videos of like people in Asia in the fields just like taking a stove and building like this giant meal?
It's like a hot pot. Yeah.
Yeah, but like
I love that.
In the fields,
that's
like a little kid, like a 4-year-old little. Have you seen these videos?
No, but that's.
And he makes it for his friends.
Yeah, but that's community.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I got to take one of those camping stoves and just do that.
Yeah,
I ain't got a home.
Dude, that thing's like $20.
I actually really wanted to. I'm really into shabu-shabu, so I wanted to get my own.
Me too.
I wanted to get my own, like, situation so I can make it. Just buy all the cabbage, buy all the spinach, mm-hmm. and then just throw all the garlic in and cook it myself at
home. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So are you cooking? How are you eating on the road? Are you cooking your own stuff or are you eating out?
I'm eating the worst. I'm not healthy right now. This is really bad.
No, it's okay. If you ate a taco today, I'm not judging.
What
you.
Did I have today? I had a burger. My friends just opened up a burger place on Brea called Burgers 99.
Well,
it's really good.
Up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Burgers 99.
Yeah. Yo, this food content is taking over the world. If you want the best restaurant.
What's up with the burgers?
The burgers were bomb.
So good about it?
Just because they're fucking. I like the simple burgers. Like, I don't like the a bunch of lettuce and tomatoes inside.
You like In-N-Out Burger?
I like an In-N-Out Burger.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
So
especially
bomb.
In California, you better say you like an In-N-Out Burger. But,
always good.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I like the smaller, like, cute. Style burgers like that you can inhale.
Oh, right. Like maybe a White Castle. Like
No, a little bit bigger. Like the In-N-Out Burger is good.
You been to Shake Shack?
I've been to Shake Shack.
Yeah.
It's pretty
good. Burger.
I like Fat Burger
fat
as
burgers?
Well.
Yeah, Fat Burger. I like their fries. Their steak fries.
Yeah, the thick ones.
The thick fries.
You like them
Ooh,
thick, you know?
Yes, I like the
Impossible Fat Burger. The one that's like the fake meat.
Okay.
That with like.
Does it taste like meat?
Yeah, with grilled onions and mushrooms on top.
That's bomb.
I like a grilled onion mushroom combo. I love mushrooms, all sorts.
Yeah.
You know the fucking vibes.
Yeah. We're doing good on time. Oh, we're like on the last 10, huh?
Yeah, we're close to 10.
We're close to 10. So, wow, time flew by.
That's how it is.
So now since we have 10, let's go back to. I want to plug all your stuff. Let's go back to your music mm-hmm. and your other projects and how fans and listeners could support you.
Yeah.
Let's start talking about that again.
Well, my first single is going to drop soon within the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's Lil Miss Canada. And then I'll probably drop a couple other singles before I drop the full project, which is a 7-track EP. And then the Text Me Records project should be coming out right after that. But right now I just have a lot of music that I'm sitting on, which I know I shouldn't be sitting on it.
Yeah.
But I'm particular and I'm excited and I'm probably making the best music I've ever made.
That's great. Support it.
Yeah.
it. Download it.
Yeah.
Do you have like merch? Could people buy a hat or shirt? I actually have
shirts, and I have these cute little spandex shorts and tube top fits for the ladies or the men, whoever you want to get.
Yeah, yeah.
They have like a little.
I'll wear spandex.
Yeah. Well, I don't have it on me, but I'll have to mail you some. You can wear
should
them
I,
as.
Should I wear it on this?
Yeah, you could wear it.
I could. Yeah.
And
I don't care.
People wear compression shorts to work out
should
in
I wear
and go
like
running
during a whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I'll get you the tube top too.
Should I do the tube top?
I'll show you pics
of
it. No, I didn't think you were afraid. That's why I offered.
I'll do it.
I'll send it.
Yeah.
It's already here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's at the door knocks. Yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah, I got merch. I have a Shopify page.
How do they get a shirt or merch?
Then? Well, you could DM me. It's probably the easiest, right?
At Horsepower, HORSEPOWAR.
War.
So DM her if you want merch. She can
we'll figure it out.
She'll link you to the right place.
Yeah.
What's the record label that's released? Can you say that?
Text Me Records.
So Text Me Records.
Text
Do
Me
they
Rec-
have their own website as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, they have their website. You could Google them. They have awesome artists that are out there, great producers, engineers. So if you're actually looking, you know, for studio time, different fur, you got to go hit them up because they're the best. They got the best engineers. I'm all for everyone that's coming up. You
dude,
know?
I like that. And with that being said, you never know. There might be a younger... You know, teenagers that want to do what you're doing.
And you should
what
just
are
do it.
What are the three like suggestions or tips you could give them?
I would say
as far as encouragement and motivation.
Well, with the technology these days, you can really just do it all on your own, and that's how I started, was just dropping songs on SoundCloud. I didn't even think it was gonna make any sort of ripple effect, but then people were seeing what I was doing, and as long as you're authentic to who you are and you're not trying to be something you're not, like, people can see through the bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you keep working on it. Like, I'm not
so
where I...
So, be consistent.
Be consistent. Be authentic.
Be yourself.
Be yourself, because that's
don't
so...
Don't copycat or don't...
Yeah, don't know, copycat because
just
it's
just... Traps in. You don't have to... Do like the next trap song. You could do your own trap or sound.
And if you're trying to imitate something that's already happening, you're already late. Like, that's the fact of the matter. So it's finding out what is your message, and also like have a message. I think we could do the rap and do the music that means nothing, and that's cool. But I think when you have something that you want to say and you have the privilege and the power to have a mic and have people's attention, like, let's use it to make the world a better place, right?
That's
and great. And even
that,
if your message isn't necessarily like, you know, fight poverty and end child labor.
It doesn't have to be political.
It doesn't, but as
it
long
could
as
just
it
just be fun. It could be fun
exactly.
music. It could be sad music.
Exactly.
Just as long as you're true to yourself.
Exactly.
You say?
Exactly. Right now my life is, if you don't serve joy or creativity, get the fuck out my way.
Yeah. Right, so, right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How and then a message to any kind of critics or trolls, just ignore them.
Oh, yeah.
Because your job is not to deal with that. Your job is to create, okay?
Exactly.
You know, like, there's different types of people.
There's
in
always
this world.
Haters.
There's destroyers, and there's people who plant seeds and let them grow, and they create things, right?
Yeah.
So you just keep creating your art, and you have no control over that. That's going to exist because of the yin and yang and just the way this matrix is set up.
Yeah, the duality
of
life.
The duality, you need that,
yeah.
But you don't need that. You don't have to have that control you.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I know it's so cliche, but people always say, like, when you have haters, you're doing something right. And at the end of the day of that day, if someone's hating on you, it's just a projection of their own bullshit. Like,
well, that's the thing, is it's not really about you.
Yeah.
It isn't. Even though they could even say, hey, I'm going to murder your whole family, or your face is horrible, or your music is the worst. It's not even about you. It's about something that's about
they're
them.
Dealing with.
They're dealing with it.
Yeah, exactly.
They're dealing with it.
And that's what you have to understand. There's this book that I read called
why don't you shout out the book?
It's called... It's not the Knowledge of Self by Don Miguel Ruiz. He wrote The Four Agreements and Mastery of Love.
That's what's up. I like The Four Agreements.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
You should read
don't take anything personal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a great starting point. But he has another book called The Knowledge of Self. And what I came to conclusion after reading that was that, like, we're living in our own personal dreams and our own personal movies. And you can try to convince somebody what you believe in and that you're right, but they don't care, and they'll never care, and they'll never live your life in your mind.
That's
so
crazy. Because it takes more effort
Yeah, just like,
energy to
me.
Try to convince someone else.
Yeah.
When you could be taking that energy into creating something else.
For yourself.
And well, I not think, only yourself, but just for others as well.
Exactly.
By serving yourself, by creating something, someone might get something out of that.
Exactly. And I think once you forget trying to like appease to make someone believe in you and you just go about, it's your own movie. Yeah. You're like a secondary character or not even a part of their movie. And there's no point of exhausting your own self and your morality to try to convince someone that your opinion is worthy.
I love that.
And you know, like we're all born perfect and like it, imperfection doesn't exist because everything is the way it's meant to be.
So this book
is really good. It changed my idea
is it
of like
easy read.
Yeah, it's really easy. Like the Four Agreements is pretty easy because
I loved it.
And I feel like those books, the way he writes them, you kind of already know this information and he's just like slowly pulling the Rolodex of your brain and is allowing you to see, oh, you already knew this. Just remember it.
So
great read.
That's awesome.
Believe in yourself.
Did time fly here at the Stevie Weeby
show?
Was it easy?
Oh, of course. I was excited.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Good. I'm so glad. So shout out to Joel again, Jimenez, for recommending you.
Thank you.
I want to ask for any recommendations after the camera's off as far as who you might
think
would be a good fit for the show. I just have a few announcements. There's a Patreon. We need your support more than ever. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. If you want to see this still exist, this show called The Stevie Weeby Show, please make your pledge at Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Our newest patrons are Sam, Josh, Joshua Titus, and Ben S. Go to StevieWeebyShow.com for any t-shirts or merch. Instagram/QUANGOU. I have an EP that's going to be out March 13th. Go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com and then maybe a month later I'll have it on all of the other streaming platforms. We're working on a music video. I'm going to do it this week.
I'm
knocking it out this week. I put a little dough into this as well. I'll tell you after as far as the amount, but I invested a little bit of money as well.
You gotta invest in yourself.
You gotta that's the goddamn truth.
Yeah,
and I need to learn that every day. You gotta invest in yourself. It's worth it. Right, because I'm cheap. Okay, so there's more content about to drop. We're gonna do more vlogs, puzzle videos, clips, cooking vlogs, and a P.O. box, and the Stevie's P.O. box. If you want to send any packages or anything, send it to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Support the Homies podcast, Mind Raid, the Koch Brothers, Losco Projects, Bad Friends, Necro Electric, Movies with Malice. And what's your cooking show again called?
Curry Shop on First We Feast.
Curry Shop as well. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for
having
me.
And then we're out. Little Ray will be returning soon.